Hi, Juliet the Rabbi here, coming to you from New York City, realrabbinyc.com. Welcome, good Shabbos, no bathroom breaks, and Tzav. What does that have to do with it? Well, you'll find out. Let's jump right in. The hardest time before Passover is the week prior. We're in it right now. It gets more and more complicated the closer we get. First, you have to finish eating any unleavened products that are in your house and not to make the mistake of buying or making more. Then it's, when will you clean out, burn, vacuum all the chametz, the leavened stuff? When do you shop? When do you cook? Yeah, I made that mistake this week of making another bread. I made another one of my sourdough breads. And I was like, oh, I can't have this. I need to get rid of this stuff. What am I doing? So, yeah. And then after that, you can't taste matzah until the Seder night. So it's really complicated figuring it out every single year. It's like, okay, which day am I going to do this? Which day am I going to do that? And, you know, you can't go shopping before you've cleaned out and all this stuff. So, yeah, forget about talking about the refrigerator. Like, oh my God, what a nightmare that is. I'm not looking forward to that. It's so dirty. So what about the time in between tasting that matzah on the first night and having cleaned out all the old stuff? Like, what do you eat? What do you prepare? It's so, and plus you're getting ready for a big meal. So you've got special stuff cooking. It's like, no, can't touch that. You know, nope, not yet. So what about the in-between time? There's so much waiting. This week's Parsha is about preparing and anointing Aaron and his sons for the priesthood. The priests are supposed to keep a constant fire burning on the altar, and they also have to clean out the old ashes regularly. The Parsha ends with this striking commandment. To me, it was striking. For them to remain in the doorway of the Tent of Meeting, that place where God speaks to Moses, for 7 days and seven nights. It says, you shall not go outside the entrance of the Tent of Meeting for 7 days until the day that your period of ordination is completed, for your ordination will require 7 days. Aviva Zornberg explains in her book, The Hidden Order of Intimacy, which is about Leviticus, that the priests must stay in one place, a liminal place. It's a liminal place. She says to stay is both to rest, to dwell, and to be, in a sense, suspended, held back. During the Passover night, she says, too, the people were under house arrest, girded and booted for the journey, eating the paschal offering. Suspended between past and future, this was a moment of focused attention, staying in the rich older English sense of the word, as in holding back, delaying. Zornberg speaks of all this against the backdrop of the golden calf, as the rabbis do in all their midrashim about this parsha, about Leviticus, and all their stories that they write to explain what's happening. That's what a midrash is. It's a story that explains things that we can't, that are not on the surface. Zornberg picks up on this thread of the golden calf, and she explains all of this waiting, this holding back, this delaying with the golden calf as a background piece. The golden calf represents this inability of the people to wait for Moses to come down from the mountain. It's this quick need to find a God substitute, an idolatrous object to worship. They're unable to wait. Zornberg points to our need to be able to wait, to remain vigilant, expectant, turn toward the future. She explains, such waiting is part of the priest's initiation rites. It represents faith and the ability to live with the unrealized possibility. It runs counter to the idolatrous posture that can tolerate no delay. When you're right, the creation of the golden calf is taking an idolatrous posture. We have to create something because we have no toleration. No toleration, that's not a word. No tolerance for delay. So let's bring this to the present times. As the world, as we all face so much uncertainty, as we anxiously await the news every day, asking what will happen, when will it end, how will it end? I'm talking, of course, about what's happening in Israel with all the protests. I'm talking about the school shooting in, is it Nashville? No, what? I can't remember where. I mean, all the horrible news. It's like, how is global warming, the rain in California, when will it end? How will it end? We have to learn to wait. We must learn to wait, to remain vigilant, expectant, and turn toward the future. Passover is a practice in waiting, in remaining expectant. I think we all feel it in our lives every day in various ways. We may be getting close, but 7 days is a long time for the priests to stay in the doorway. Do they get a bathroom break? Do they get any bathroom breaks? Who brings them their food? Do they sleep? Do they sit? Do they walk? Do they stand? Do they have to stand the whole time? Supposedly, after 7 days and nights, the priests will be ready to serve, though. We, in our lives today, in our world today, we're not crossing the threshold yet into better times, and we don't know what the future holds. But we need to move forward and continue to serve. We can be like the priests in their waiting place, keeping the fire burning within and cleaning out the old ashes. As Shefa Gold puts it in her Torah Journeys, without the constancy of the fire, all of our sacrifices, our prayer, our holy work would cease. And say Amen and good Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom. Boy, do we need a Shabbat Shalom. And in whatever way that you're preparing for Passover, keep this in mind about the waiting and how important it is to wait. Okay, realrabbiNYC.com. Go to my website, make a contribution. If I make a difference in your life somehow, please do that. It's very much appreciated. And to continue this work. Until next time. Bye.